item number 4 from the Fiscal and Budget Administrator, Department of Administrative Services, submitting a due diligence report for the Department of Parks, Recreation, and Culture to enter into an agreement with Journey House, Inc. for the lease of land within Mitchell Park. This item will also be heard before the Committee on Parks, Energy, and Environment. It is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Good morning. Please identify yourself.
Good morning, Madam Chair, Supervisors, Vince Masterson, DAS Fiscal Affairs. What you have before you is an informational due diligence report that is based on a proposed lease agreement between Parks and Journey House, Inc. for the lease of a parcel of land within Mitchell Park. The lease will allow Journey House to construct and operate a football field facility within the Mitchell Park area. The due diligence report that you have before you is based on the existing proposed lease agreement that was submitted to the Parks, Energy, and Environment Committee for the June 2012 cycle. However, there were discussions at a June 13th meeting between Parks, Journey House, and DAS staff that may lead to additional revisions to the proposed lease agreement. A summary of the proposed lease agreement includes the following. The lease will be in place for a total of approximately 30 years. This includes a 15-year initial term plus a 15-year extension. Now, the extension is at the option of Journey House, provided that they A, maintain the property, and B, operate the property for its intended purposes, including public access. The tenant will pay $1 annual rental payment. The tenant will also escrow the total amount of the funds necessary for the construction and installation of the football field in advance of any construction activities. The tenant agrees to establish an endowment fund in the amount of $50,000 for any ongoing maintenance and operation of the football field. The total fund is $100,000, but the tenant must maintain a balance of at least $50,000. The tenant has the authority to establish a fee schedule for the use of the football field. The tenant agrees to make the football field available for public free of charge for at least 4 hours a week. And the tenant pays all utility costs, including installation and ongoing costs. And finally, upon expiration or early termination of the lease, the county shall acquire free and clear and at no cost to the county the title to the football field, any improvements, as well as the equipment to maintain the field and any remaining funds in the endowment. Based upon the review of the available information given to DAS, DAS recommends the following as additional safeguards for the county. Number one, use a 10-year initial term plus 4 optional extensions for 5 years. The terms and conditions for each renewal should be subject to negotiation and approval by both Journey House and the county. Number two, the Journey House Endowment Fund for major maintenance and operational improvements should be established as 2 distinct restricted funds. This would dedicate funds solely for major maintenance purposes. It would reduce the risk of using major maintenance funding to expand operational and programmatic enhancements. And it reduces the risk the county will be responsible for any major maintenance items should they occur. Number three, given the long-term nature of the agreement, the minimum threshold amount for major maintenance should be based upon the long-term needs of the facility. Presently, the lease agreement establishes a $50,000 minimum threshold as referenced previously. Number four, ensure that the minimum numbers of hours dedicated for free public access be maximized beyond the 4-hour weekly minimum by Journey House to any extent practical. And finally, establish a revenue sharing agreement between Journey House and the county based on expected profits from admission and rental of the football facility. The county share from this revenue sharing agreement would be used solely to supplement the restricted major maintenance fund. And if you have any questions, I'd be more than happy to answer them.
Supervisor May.
Thank you, Madam Chair. How many acres are we looking at for?
I would have to defer to park staff for that.
That needs to be in the report so people understand how many acres you're looking at. Now, you You talked twice. You spoke with a four turn. I'm trying to explain something to me. You say that you want to have a $50,000 minimal escrow account for them for any major maintenance that may happen at the park, correct?
Supervisor, no. Currently in the proposed agreement, there's a $100,000 total, and with a minimum of $50,000, the tenant has to maintain it at $50,000. What we're pointing out is that we don't quite know what the long-term costs of improvements and maintaining those improvements would be, so we're looking at a higher threshold than the $50,000.
So all that has changed. So this is not in it, $100,000. Not in this present report, correct?
Just to be clear, the proposed lease agreement has the total funding shall be $100,000. So that's set, but it can be drawn down to $50,000 as a floor.
Madam Chair, my question is that he added a number of things additional. I'm asking, is that in this present report? And that's what I'm trying. He said, let's make it clear. I'm trying to make sure I am clear. Is that information in this report that he just stated, the last four bullets he stated, I did not see that in this report. That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Supervisor Mayo makes a good point. And you talked about two separate terms with an option. Why don't you back up and re-explain the finances of the initial term plus the option on the second term and what the dollars amount are?
Sure. So if I'm understanding you correctly, Madam Chair and Supervisors, the existing contract has a 15-year initial term. The additional extension of an additional 15 years, which would bring them to 30, is at the option of the lessee only. And that is at the same terms and conditions as the original 15 years.
And the lessee is Journey House?
The lessee is Journey House. That is correct. Lessor is the county. Does that answer your first part of your question, Supervisor?
So everything that you stated afterwards, when you talk about the equipment that would come back to Milwaukee County, you talk about sharing profit, because you state clearly in this proposal that they will lease the land for $1. Any profit that they receive will go back into the contingency funds so they can maintain the fields, so there will be no liability to Milwaukee County. But when you, because I'm trying to listen to you at the same time, you also said now Milwaukee County will start sharing within that profit, so they will put it in escrow, so they will have no problems if there's some issues, so they can pay for it. My question, sir, and Madam Chair, all that information you just stated, it's not in the report. And if it's in the report, and if I say receive the place on file in case some of my colleagues want to see it, they won't have that additional information. Unless you had told us, we would just went by this report.
Mr. Masterson, are those details in this report? And if so, can you point to them for us?
Yes. Let me just.
Unless I don't have all the report.
So perhaps I can just clarify a little bit more.
The financing terms are a bit confusing. And I think there are really two things here, as I understand it. Journey House is going to have to come up with $100,000 in order to maintain this field. They're also going to be able to, as I understand it, charge some usage fee to obtain potential profits, correct?
Yes, that is correct.
And those things are separate, isn't that true?
Yes, those two things are separate. You have the endowment fund, and then Journey House will provide a fee schedule for programmatic activities that carries on.
Could you point to where in the document, the page number, in which you set out the financial analysis?
Okay. On the first page, you'll see under the request, and you'll have the on the second paragraph below is a summary of the terms of the lease agreement. That is the actual proposed lease agreement that was submitted by Parks to committee. On the 1, 2, 3, fourth bullet point down, tenant agrees to establish an endowment fund in the amount of $50,000 for ongoing maintenance and operations of the field. On the recommendations, which is page 3, we're essentially stating that given the length of the term of 30 years, what DAS is saying is that we think that that $50,000 minimum needs to be set at most likely a higher threshold. Hopefully that points out the, because we're looking at two pieces, the proposed lease agreement and then our comments as to what DAS would recommend be put into the proposed lease agreement, which currently does not exist in that agreement.
She's not answering my question, just go ahead. It's being the dead horse. The information's not in.
Would you like a supplement?
I would like all the information you just stated about the equipment, everything else, and the report. I mean, because basically, like, if you go back, Madam Chair, and you look at it, you say a minimum, you say a $50,000 maintenance agreement, endowment plan. You come over and say a minimum, I'm still thinking about the endowment plan, have a $50,000, if they want to add more into it, they shall put that. But he stated here that they want $100,000. They want to make sure that when it goes back to Milwaukee County, all their equipment will go back to Milwaukee County. Second of all, when he starts saying that there will be a four-hour window for somebody to have opportunity to have free space, but then they turn around and say, well, charge them, then you have the maximum, so you try to encourage them to have more free space for the public. I just want to make sure that Journey House do a lot of good things within Milwaukee County. I'm glad that Milwaukee County is trying to be a partner with Journey House. I want to make sure that we have everything on the page, because when they come back and it might blow up, well, the county board, particularly this committee, approved the mission. But we don't have that information here.
And I think I can help a little bit. This is going to be in front of parts. If you read the recommendation, it says, based upon review of the available information, DAS does not object to the approval of the draft should all of the following conditions be addressed. Now, as I understand it, Journey House was originally looking for a 30-year lease. Am I correct in that regard?
I believe it was 45, and then with ongoing negotiations, it was down to 30 years.
And, of course, they're looking for a long term because they need to do fundraising around the support of this field. And DAS apparently has been concerned about that term. Mm-hmm. So they've set this up with an initial term plus an option. And there are still some, based on the reading of this language, there are still some fine points that have not been worked out to DAS's satisfaction. Is that a fair statement?
Yes.
Thank you. All right, committee members, any other questions? Supervisor Schmidt.
Well, I'll go along with that theme. I mean, this is something we like to see in our parks, Journey House, you know, excellent reputation. But, you know, to give 30 years, for example, I think we have to get together and work on these things, because DAS is recommending like 10 years. I don't think we should go more than 10 years. I mean, what's the, you know, what is Journey House status in 10 years? I mean, I think we're getting 50 years to start with. DAS has a number of questions here that need to be answered. We need to come back with a full document. And it does say here, what Madam Chair was talking about before, that at this time, review and approvals related to this lease agreement have not been provided from Corporation Council or Community Business Development Partners. So this needs a little more work. We want to do this right. This is a longer term. This is a commitment. Besides Journey House, we want to make sure we've done these agreements. They take a while to get done. It's easier said than done. I mean, Hoyt Pool took 3 years. This is not the magnitude of that. But these things take time, because we want to make sure they have some kind of endowment. We make sure they have maintenance responsibilities. When we don't come this back to the county, that's the whole purpose of this. So these loose ends certainly have to be tied up, and I think before it goes to parks too. So we get one document together, I think we're all on the same page on this, and it's real important to get this right. And I think some of the recommendations DAS has made is much better than the initial contract was. And we want to be protected on all sides, Journey House and, of course, the county, which we're necessary to do. So this needs some work. Thank you.
Supervisor Ball.
Thank you, Madam Chair. My question pertains to who would be the customers if this was up and running?
Madam Chair, Supervisors, I believe in the information Parks and Journey House provided, it would be a number of local youth groups primarily that would be using this. I believe they also indicated that they would be renting the field or proposed renting the field to various high schools and middle schools for football games. And I believe those are the two primary groups that they would be using the facility and renting out to.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Any other questions? I believe the Parks Department is going to end up doing the heavy lifting on this agreement, but I'm sure we'll all be looking for the outcome. Thank you, Mr. Masterson. If there are no other questions, we'll be